This is Here and Now. One of Broadway's biggest recent hits is currently touring the United States. The Tony-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen tells the story of Evan, whose lie about knowing a high school classmate who had killed himself spirals out of control largely because of social media. Joining me now are two of the stars of the touring cast, Ben Levi Ross, who plays Evan Hansen. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Jessica Phillips, who plays his mother, Heidi. Jessica, welcome to you as well.
Thanks so much.
So this show was a big hit on Broadway. It's a very modern story. Videos going viral, social media having a big impact. How have audiences been reacting to the show, first of all, around the country? Jessica, I'll start with you.
The stage door is an amazing experience, and it's an opportunity for us to meet fans. And it's remarkable to me every time I walk out and I see these teenagers there and their parents. Many are in tears. Many are shaking with excitement. Some people have said to me, this was my first time. I knew every word of the cast album, and I just can't believe I saw it come to life, and it's even better than I imagined. And then some people say, I've seen it 9 times, and it's just as great the 9th time. So thank you. Thank you for coming to our town. It's remarkable how this story has touched people across the nation.
Ben, you're not that far away from the generation that this story is about, right?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? How are people reacting? What are people saying to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the interesting thing is that a lot of people at the stage door could be my peers. Like, I'm supposed to be going into my senior year of college right now. So a lot of the people at the stage door could be my classmates, which is sort of like a weird, interesting, fun experience because this is my first professional job. So I've never sort of experienced people like standing on the opposite side of a barricade, like wanting my autograph, which is like sort of weird. But I think that also provides a level of comfort and familiarity when I go out and meet them. And like, if they are a theater student, which many of the kids at the stage door are or want to be, they can see that I am someone who's just like them, that
you're accessible,
that I'm accessible, that this is, you know, a possibility.
Well, and what about the message of the show itself? And, you know, we've done a lot of stories on this show about the issues that Generation Z are dealing with depression and anxiety and suicide, which obviously is a big part of Dear Evan Hansen. Do you hear from people about that and how these things that you're doing in the show touch them?
All the time. I mean, I have an Instagram account, and after every show, I pretty much get flooded with messages from kids that were in the audience that night, whether it be someone who's just thanking me for the show that they saw, or someone really like opening up and telling me that they have struggled with self-harm, or they have been depressed for the majority of their lives, or they have dealt with anxiety in the same way as Evan or Connor. And sometimes the end of the messages will sort of finish with, and now I'm doing a lot better, which is great for me. And sometimes they don't. And when they don't, I feel a bit of a responsibility to make sure that kid gets tended to. So I'll take a screenshot of that message.
Really?
And send it to our PR team, who then has someone from one of our organizations that we are partnered with, whether it be, you know, the Trevor Project, Child Mind Institute, Born This Way Foundation. One of those organizations will literally reach out to that kid directly and send them a message, and they can have a conversation with a professional.
Wow.
Because that's, you know, it ends up sort of becoming my responsibility in a way. Even though I am just the actor, I'm not going to let that just fall to the wayside.
Let's listen to a little bit of you as Evan in the show. This is called Waving Through a Window. I can tell by your reaction while we're playing that you're into the music of the show, both of you.
Just wondering if anyone is appreciating my ahs in the background.
Yes, honestly, I was. If no one else was, I was. So, yeah. No, I love the music. It's also, I was an understudy on Broadway for a year before this. So
you played another character on Broadway.
I played two other characters. Uh-huh. Yeah, I played Jared and Connor and Evan in New York. And Jessica's been listening to this music, obviously, for the year that we've been on tour, but for it to be 2 years for me of listening every night to the same score, you know, I still love it.
Yeah, it's infectious.
To this day, honestly.
I'm not tired of it.
No, me neither.
Well, okay, so let me ask you about that, Jessica. To do this for so long, night after night after night, and have to bring the emotion of this character, of the mother, into this show every night. How do you do that?
It is different every night, and my job is to say the dialogue as honestly as possible. But honestly, the entire character arc for me ends up being a bit of a meditative experience because it is so real and it is so anchored in actual words that I've said to my own sons and dialogue that almost every parent who's in the audience has said at one time or another, and feelings and emotions and experiences that most parents have had or are having, that I can't think about anything else. And so in those scenes, in the moments, especially when we're having these mother and son intense dialogues, I'm completely present and And I make it through that experience satisfied. Even though it rings me out, it is a resolution of sorts, and it feels really satisfying to come through that.
Well, Ben, I mean, how do you do that? Do you draw from your own personal experience as well?
You know, there's something like magical. This sounds so ridiculous, but there's something kind of magical that happens every night. And at this point, I don't really know. I just go on stage and then it happens. And that sounds so simple and so general and so ridiculous. But at this point, that's like, I think I just have to like give myself over.
No, I think we're saying the same thing, which is that you're fully present.
I'm just present.
So you're
not
aware that you're working so hard in the moment that you're working hard.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I observe when I watch Ben work.
Oh, thanks.
And by the way, in terms of the relationship that you two have in this show, it is a complicated one. And it starts off, and I want to listen to a little bit of you, Jessica, singing "Does Anyone Have a Map?" You're a mother talking about the frustration of having to kind of learn as you go as a parent.
Well, I'm kind of coming up empty, can't find my way to you. Does anybody have a map? Anybody maybe happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, but this is me just pretending to know. So where's the map? I need a clue.
This is such a great song to kind of, one of the early ones in the show, because it really, everybody can imagine what that mother is going through.
Right. Where is the rule book?
Where's the rule book for this?
Come on, somebody tell me. Yeah, it's a universal feeling. It's a universal experience, I think, for most parents.
Ben, when you were on Broadway in this show, and you mentioned that you had played a couple of other characters, but one of them was Jared, who's Evan's friend. What was it like to go from playing that role to playing this role in the same show?
I loved playing all of the roles that I understudied on Broadway. And also, I will say that the one thing that I carried over from that experience into playing Evan full time was that it sort of gave me a level of empathy for these other two roles that I played. I understood why Jared was insecure. I understood why Connor was lashing out a little bit more than I would have understood had I just seen the show from Evan's perspective.
So now you could just write a book about all the characters in Dear Evan Hansen.
At this point, it could be a one-person show.
Yeah. Now, we have to play one more piece of tape because this is kind of amazing, which is that you played Jared opposite Taylor Trench playing Evan, and we've got some sound of a video that the show released last Valentine's Day, the two of you singing "Only Us." Here it is. Now, it gets even more amazing, which is that the two of you are in a relationship.
We sure are. Yes, I am. Two Evan Hansens. I met Taylor a month before he even started rehearsals as Evan.
Do you give each other tips on playing Evan Hansen?
We sure don't. We sure don't. We try and keep, our...
Work at work.
Yeah, work at work. But I will say that this year has been made 1,000 times easier having the person that is your partner be the one who understands this job mm-hmm. the best.
Okay, I want to just finally do a little lightning round with both of you here and ask some quick questions. When you get the night off, what do you do?
Nothing.
Just home, stay at home.
Yeah, I do. I have a glass of wine. I catch up on my television shows and I sit quietly.
Ben?
Same. And since I'm 21 as of January,
I
have,
you can have
a glass of wine as well.
Favorite show other than this one?
Sweeney Todd.
Ragtime.
Okay. And what is the role that you really want to play after this one?
I'm not sure it's been written
Sally
yet.
Bowles.
Oh!
I was in Cabaret when I was like 10 years old.
Amazing. And
but I wasn't Sally Bowles.
Oh, okay.
I was in the
Kit Kat Club.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Then can I be your MC?
Oh, exactly. That's what we're going to do.
Go. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Ben Levi Ross and Jessica Phillips, they are starring in the touring production of Dear Evan Hansen. And you can find out more about the show at hereandnow.org. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.
It's Here and Now.